still.
There you go. Now you're
this
in.
Hangout on air is live. I guess we're live.
Can you move to the right a little bit?
Trying to move the right?
Yes.
Okay. How's this, guys? To the right?
A little bit more.
Oh, more to the right?
There you go. There you
and
go.
Now I can't touch the keyboard.
Move the keyboard over. Yeah, there you go. How much do you need to type, really?
Well,
hi, guys.
I don't know. I need to be a techie like you. And in order to be a techie, you got to be able to type, right? Hi, guys. Bless you. And thanks for joining us in this time together. Wonderful fellowship in the spirit. I know you're probably wondering about the name of the video. Stop asking Jesus into your heart. Well, some might say, what? Why would Dan ever preach on something like that? Well, wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let me give an explanation. Okay. People, rest assured, if you've given your life to Jesus Christ and have asked his forgiveness, you're forgiven. You're going to be with him, period. That's what I mean by that. You do not have to keep asking him into your heart. You do not have to keep doing the salvation prayer, the sinner's prayer, over and over and over. And I got this in my spirit traveling along in the car the other day, and the Lord dropped it in there. And I was like, Lord, I prayed that prayer again. He's like, why did you pray that prayer again? I don't know. Because other people said, you don't have to pray that prayer again. I'm like, but I've already prayed it once, and I want to pray again for forgiveness. And he says, well, then pray the forgiveness prayer. Ask me for forgiveness. Now, I'm going to go on with some scriptures here that'll help you on this, because I was looking at the Lord like, you're going to have to give me scriptures, Lord, on that, because you're not. I know that you're the Word, but the other people might need those scriptures. They might need more understanding. So, Lord, right now I'm taking the time to just ask you for understanding, not our own understanding, but your understanding as this word that goes out to my sisters and brothers who need to hear this, Lord, that they'll see it and know it to be from you, that it's true. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for your guidance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
All right, hat back on. All right. Repentance and faith in Christ are themselves a cry to God for salvation. Bam. Like, what was that one cooking guy? Bam.
Emerald,
right? Emerald. Life? Dan Live. Bam. Oh, bam. I love it. Repentance and faith in Christ are in themselves a cry to God for salvation. Let's look at Luke 23. Verse 42 and 43. Kathy, can you read that for me?
Yes.
Luke 23, verse 42 and 43.
42 and 43. Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Okay, stop. Now we're talking about, this is a thief up on the cross. A thief. Someone who, he doesn't have no salvation. But what did he say?
He said, and Jesus said to him, assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.
That's what Jesus replied to this man. That man had faith. He backed his salvation with the faith that he had in Christ. And Jesus said, today, assuredly, you're going to be with me. That is that simple. Okay? But I'm going to prove it. I'm gonna prove it. Oh, yeah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. I'm going to prove it. So let's turn to the word for a moment, and let's turn to 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 through 13. And if you want to get your Bible, I'll take some time. I want you to get this. So get your Bible and get into 1 John 5. Once you get there, let me know. Oh, yeah. How are you supposed to let me know? We're on YouTube. I guess that ain't going to work out so well. But anyways.
You can type it and I can tell you.
When you're ready, let Kathy know in the chat room, and then we'll know if you're ready. 1 John 5, in case you forgot. I know, because when I sat in church, I was usually like, what'd that preacher say again? Darn it, I missed it. 1 John 5, 11 through 13. All right, some of you are already there. Some of you will get there, and when you get there, you're going to see this. All right, I'm going to go. You ready? Okay, go. And this is the record, verse 13 or verse 11. This is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Son is capitalized. He that hath the Son hath life. That's pretty down. That's wow. He that has the Son has life. It's that simple. But I'm going to go further. And he that has not the Son of God has not lived life. Now, he that doesn't have the Son of God are unbelievers. People that don't believe that he even exists. But yet he proves himself that he exists all the time to them. So if you're unbelieving, he's existing. Believe me, I've seen him. I know. When I mean seen him, I mean in the spirit. So he's definitely alive. Verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. Now everybody say, I believe on the name of the Son of God.
I believe in the name of the Son of God.
I believe on the name of the Son of God.
I believe in the name of the Son of God.
That's simple. You believe.
Praise the Lord.
Believing is what? It's faith. And I'm going to go there here in a minute. So, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. That you may know. Okay, that was right after what you just repeated. That ye may know that you have eternal life. Get it? Got it? Come on. Good. All right. Now let me explain. The word know, let's look at that word. The word know is a primary verb. It's used only in certain past tenses, the others being borrowed from the equivalent. It's properly to see literally or figuratively by implication in the perfect only, to know, be aware, behold, consider, known. Okay, this is looking at G3700 for those of you who know what I'm doing here. Perceive, see, and what? To be sure. No, to be sure. Tell, understand. Wist, what? Now, I don't know what the wist and what are, but I want you to get the be sure. No means be sure. You can be sure that your salvation rests in Jesus Christ. The very first time that you asked him to forgive you of your sins, and you believed enough to ask him to forgive you of your sins, just as the thief on the cross. It is that simple. You don't have to say that prayer again. You're already saved. But I'm going to get to what you have to do after that. But first, a story about myself to the glory of God. Because this is what God done so that I could get over this.
Honey, time out. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to interrupt.
No.
What is the John verse again?
First John. 5:11-13.
Okay.
Awesome. And I want you to get that. So I'm glad that you asked again. Just please, if you don't get, write it down if you have to. Mm-hmm. Actually, Kathy, can you type it up in the chat? Okay,
yep,
good. Awesome. Mm-hmm. So there was a time where I just wanted to please God, and I just gave my heart to him. And I was like, you know, I'm only like a few months old in the Lord, but I was like, man, I'm having a hard time with this, Lord, because it's a fight. I really am having a hard time knowing if I'm still saved or not, because I sinned again. Against you, I've sinned. Forgive me. It was that simple. I was already forgiven, but, you know, the Lord wanted to show me further. So he had me call a pastor, a friend of ours that I knew. Not Kathy knew back then, a friend of another sister in Christ that I knew, her pastor. So I called him up and I says, look, I got this problem. I cannot stop sinning, and I cannot stand sinning against Jesus, my Lord. And I said, I have to say the salvation prayer like every day. And he said, no, you don't. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, let me ask you something, Danny. And I said, okay, well, do you get conviction when you do something wrong? Do you feel bad about what you did when you did something wrong? It's like, well, of course. He said, Danny, that's the Holy Spirit still with you. He's not going to leave you, okay? Your salvation's already there. If you're getting conviction from the Holy Spirit, it's because Jesus gave you his Spirit. He said he would give you that Spirit, and the Spirit will guide you. That's only to show you what you've done wrong so you may repent of it. And I'm like, wow, that changes things. Isn't that wonderful? That changes things. Come on. So God doesn't give salvation in response to mere words, okay? Faith is in the equation. Faith is the instrument that lays hold of our salvation. It's the faith that we have knowing that Jesus exists and that Jesus died for our sins and that blood ran into that soil and that blood sanctifies us. It redeems us. It sets us free from the curse of the law. Amen? Come on, people. Let's hear an amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. So, what is faith? Well, let's look what the word says. Hebrews 11, 1. Yes, I believe that God likes coffee. Hebrews. Okay, come on, it's proof. Hebrews. All right, come on, bad joke. Okay, whatever, pen. Well, Hebrews 11, 1. Now, that's the very first word. Now. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You hoped for salvation. You hoped in Jesus Christ. You put your hope in Jesus, all right? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Here's the evidence. The evidence is you're saved. As soon as you say, Lord, forgive me for my sins, let me be in heaven with you today. Let's look at Ephesians 2, verses 4 through 7. And I'm doing this. Some people have this thing about going in context, and I'm all right with that. If you want to go in context, I don't believe in strife and contentions over the word. I don't. I mean, a Bible study is a wonderful thing. You know, so if you want to do a Bible study on it, that's great. This is why I'm giving this to you in context. You do a Bible study on yourself with the Lord, but ask the Holy Spirit to intervene because you don't want to be distracted. Anytime you're in the Word, this is a word of advice from me, your brother in Christ. Anytime that you're in the Word, pray against distractions because distractions will keep your mind from being settled in the Word and your spirit being settled in the Word, your heart, because you're off over here, you're off over there. You don't need to be off over here or there. You need to be right in the Word. Okay, so where was I going? Ephesians 2, verses 4 through 7. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace, you're saved. He has quickened us together with Christ. Ooh, we're all together then, huh? That's cool. I like that. I love my brothers and sisters. I want us to be together. And especially those who aren't saved. I want you to be together with us because you know what? There's nothing this world's going to have that's going to help you. You can't save yourself. We're all sinners. We all fall short of the glory of God. All right. So after seeing that, and let's go to verse 7. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Oh, I skipped, didn't I? Yes, I did. Thank you, Holy Spirit. See, that's what the Holy Spirit's for, conviction. Verse 6, and has raised us up together. We're raised up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, I want you to really understand that part because we're already seated with him. If you have Jesus, you're already seated with him. You don't have to ask for that salvation prayer again. You don't have to do another salvation prayer, okay? You don't. You're already seated with him. And I'm going to get to something on that that's really important. So, verse 7, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Man. Rich in grace. Oh, thank you, Lord, for being rich in grace, because I falter sometimes. You know, I think we all do, but remember this. If we ask him to forgive us, it's that simple. And if we do get forgiveness, which he does, because it says in his word he will forgive us as far as the east is to the west. He can't see those sins anymore. So if you go and say something like, oh man, I did it again. I'm so sorry, Lord. I sinned again. And, you know, and you bring it up to him again, he's going to go, what are you talking about? He doesn't know. Yeah. So I want you to think of conversion. What am I doing? Sitting in a chair, right? Think of it as sitting in a chair. Now you're seated down in this chair. And if you're seated right now, some of you are, maybe some of you aren't, I don't know. I'm not there. I could be in spirit though, if I want. I mean, if you're seated right now, there was a time at which you transferred the weight of your body from your legs to the chair and you plummeted down, sat down on that chair. I love to sit down. Oh, it's great to feel, especially after a hard day of work. So you may not remember making that decision, but the fact you are seated now proves that you did. You made the decision to sit down. Okay, I'm getting there. Now, as believers in Jesus Christ, our Lord, the King of Kings, hallelujah, glory. Question is now is, what exactly is our posture while sitting in that chair? Okay. Present posture is better proof than past memory, isn't it? So, have you sat down in the finished work of Christ? Pretty sure you have. If you're watching this video right now and you're saying, I'm a Christian and I have Jesus, you're already sat down in heavenly places with him. Don't get up out of the chair. There's no need to get up out of that chair. You're seated with him already. So why would you want to get up out of that chair? I don't want to get out of mine. I kind of like sitting down in mine, especially after hard days of work, you know. God is always ready to forgive you. His grace and his mercy are sufficient. He says it many times in the word. I want you to look at 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. Okay. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth's not in us. We're all sinners. This is for some of you unbelievers out there. If you're watching this video, we're all sinners. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all, do you see that word? All unrighteousness. Ain't that wonderful? Just ask him for forgiveness and you're done. It's a done deal. Don't just believe the devil on his lies. He'll say, oh, you weren't forgiven. No, God would never forgive you for that. No, God is a forgiving God, and God is very rich in his mercy and his grace. And it's written in his word. Okay? You don't have to believe Dan, but you better believe the word. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Well, if you're an unbeliever, and in some cases, you know, somebody might say, I don't sin. I don't know what you're talking about. Well, then you're lying to yourself. Okay, it's that simple. Now, I have some scriptures I'm going to give you. These are going to reassure you you're saved and you're going to heaven. You don't have to pray that prayer again and again and again like I used to. I used to do it all the time. Matter of fact, I caught myself doing it the other night. I was like, what am I doing? Okay. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13. Kathy, can you look that up and read that? We're going to go through the word together tonight. Are you okay with that? I'm pretty sure you're okay with that. I'm okay with it.
Romans what again?
Chapter 10. This might help me over there. Mm-hmm. She's doing chat. By the way, I love you guys in chat, and I miss you and hugs, okay, for everybody in the chat room. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you don't want a hug or not. You're going to get one. So there.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. See that? Praise the Lord.
That's so funny.
Romans 10, verses 9 through 13. When you're ready, Kath.
9 through 13? Okay, 10, 9 through 13. Okay.
That's so funny.
Okay, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
You will be.
Will
doesn't say you might.
Saved.
Says you will be saved. So if you confess it and you believe it, you're saved. It is that simple. Okay, now I'm going to go to Acts chapter 16, verse 31.
Well, did you want me to read the rest of it?
Oh, yeah, there's more. That's right. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
My bad.
For with the heart, one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So it's both.
It's both. Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus said it, a man that looks upon a woman so as to lust after her has already committed adultery in his heart. Where does murders and stuff like that come from? They come from the heart. So this is a heart thing. And righteousness goes into the heart when we receive Christ. We receive his righteousness, though, not ours. And Jesus said, unless your righteousness succeeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom. Well, I don't know about you, but scribes and Pharisees, man, they had all kinds of scripture. They knew the whole Bible up and down and back. And, whew, man, I don't know. Their righteousness were pretty righteous, but nothing like the righteousness of Christ. And that's what we receive when we receive Jesus. It's his righteousness. We cannot do this on our own. Scribes and Pharisees sure tried, but they can't do it. Okay? All right, Acts chapter 16, verse 31. You guys might want to be writing these down, by the way. I mean, they'll be on the video, and you can always go back, playback. But I don't like to hear myself backwards, so don't do that, because I might hear myself. Anyway, I'm just kidding. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 through 13, and we're going to Acts 16, verse 31, when Kathy's ready.
Acts, what was that again?
Acts 16, 31.
16:31.
Ain't this great? We're having a Bible study. On YouTube, a Bible study on YouTube.
Okay.
Love it.
So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household.
So
hallelujah.
Why should we just have it simple and say, well, you shall be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Why should we stop there? Let's go further, and it says, and your household. You can hold the devil to that and say, devil, you can't have my household. Because the word of God, and you can keep on claiming it by reading that word every day if you have to, you keep on claiming, my household's saved already. It says so in the word. God's word does not come back void, apparently, according to Isaiah. Okay? That's the word, right? Okay. Ephesians, if you'll turn to Ephesians with me, Kath.
Ephesians what?
Chapter 2. That's great, huh? Come on, guys. You got to just say
okay,
it.
Okay, what verse?
It's great. Verse 8 through 9.
Okay. For by grace.
Whoa, stop there. By grace.
For by grace.
Grace. Oh, I love it. Go ahead.
You have been saved.
You have been. Doesn't say, oh, you might be if you say the sinner's prayer again. No, you have been. Go ahead.
For by grace you have been saved through faith.
Through faith. What's faith again?
Substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
The evidence right there. It's not seen, but it's evident because Jesus died for your sins. You know it. You know it in your heart. You proclaim it and confess it with your mouth. There it is. Okay. Go ahead.
And that not of yourselves.
Not of ourselves, the scribes and Pharisees. They thought it was of themselves. Nope. Go ahead.
It is the gift of God.
Gift. God has given us a gift.
I don't know
about you, but I love gifts. Okay, it's better to give than to receive, of course, as Jesus said, but gifts are great, and God gave us a gift.
Not of works, lest anyone should boast.
No. You can keep working as hard all you want. You can work yourself to death being a pastor, preacher, evangelist, teacher, your prophet. You could do all that stuff and still, it don't matter. It really doesn't matter. You are doing this as a servant. We're servants for Christ. We're servants to everyone. Jesus came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom of the many. Right? Correct? Come on. All right. Amen. Titus chapter 3, Kath. Titus chapter 3.
Okay.
God is so good. Oh, he's the greatest.
Okay, verses.
Chapter 3, verse 5.
Okay, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Oh, yes. See that? Was it by anything that we did in our righteousness? Nope. He did it. He did it for us. It's a gift. God, thank you for your mercy and your grace. Hallelujah. 1 John, if you will, Kathy. 1 John.
1 John.
Chapter 4. Every time that you think that you got to do this sinner's prayer again, you go to these scriptures and let them remind you. You do not. You are already seated in heavenly places, and you know, okay, you know, rest assured, you're saved. It's that simple.
Okay, well, verses?
1 John 4, verse 15.
15. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God.
I confess Jesus is the Son of God. Do you guys confess that?
I confess that Jesus is the Son of God.
Okay, go on.
God abides in him and he in God.
That's right. That's right. He's in us. You do not have to go back and get out of that chair. Stay seated in heavenly places. Don't let the devil make you think that, oh, you're not saved anymore. No, no, just because you think you got faith. No, you got faith, because if you didn't have faith, you wouldn't be watching this video for one. You wouldn't want nothing to do with God for another. You would be backsliding all the time and never want God at all. But yet the backslider, by the way, if you're backsliding out there, there's a scripture in the Bible that says God is married to the backslider. That's how much he loves you. He wants you to come back. He doesn't want to lose one. Not one sheep. Yeah, that we're sheep that have gone astray. But, you know, God wants us to all come to repentance. Repentance meaning turn away from our past. From our past life, from the world. And this is for unbelievers. I said I was going to talk about this before I ended this video. At the bottom of the video, I was going to talk about this. Unbelievers, if you're not a believer, let me tell you something. I wasn't either, really. I thought I was. I really did. I was like, you know what? I grew up and my family was like Mormon. Half the family was Mormon. Half the family was Christadelphian Christians. And me, I was just like, I don't know which one to go to. I got mixed up in religion instead of mixed up in Jesus. Jesus is real. Religion is fake. Pure and undefiled religion is this: to take care of the widows and the fatherless. That is undefiled. But listen to me. If you want Jesus Christ right now, it is this simple. Just ask him to forgive you. He loves you. He doesn't want to lose anyone. And he wants you to come to be with us all in heaven. You know, all the body of Christ, you know. But when I say body of Christ, if you don't understand what I'm saying, is I'm talking about Christians. I'm talking about those who are really, truly walking in the Spirit of God, led by the Spirit of God. Those are the sons and daughters of God. Now's the time to repent, because there's not a lot of time left. I just want you to know that God loves you, each and every one of us. God loves us enough that he gave his only son to die as a sacrifice for you and for me and for everyone in this world for their sins. God loves you that much. That's how much that blood he gave, the blood of his son, as a sacrifice for your sin, for what you've done wrong. And all you have to do is say, please, God, forgive me, and turn from your past life. He will help you to go into this life. This life is not going to be easy. I'm not going to kid around with you. Some of these pastors and preachers out there, they're teaching something that's not Christian. Christian life is not easy, because you got to turn away from the world and you got to get out of some certain things. And it takes time. God will help you through those things, whether it be an addiction, whether it be something you're having financial trouble, whatever it might be, God will help you out. You're going to go through some stuff still, but God will help you to go through it. And wouldn't you want the one that created the heavens and the earth to be on your side? Because let me tell you something. If you're still not wanting Jesus after hearing this message, this is what's going to happen. The wrath of God is coming upon the world. You will fall into the wrath of God. You will be an enemy of Christ. You do not want to be there, okay? Times are going to get rough. You do not want to be there. And that's why he has ministers, servants, preaching messages like this, so that you might be saved and have hope by faith. I'm going to end this with a prayer. I'm going to say thank you, Lord, that we have faith. First of all, you've given to every man a measure of faith. That's according to your word. And you've shown us, Lord, so many things through your love for us, such as your son dying on the cross, such as a free gift being given to us. We didn't deserve any of it, but you've given that to us, Father. Thank you for that. Thank you for this time with my brothers and sisters. I hope this has blessed them and blessed their heart, blessed their family, Lord, blessed their lives. Oh, God, thank you for your mercy and your grace. You are so wonderful, Father. I give you glory and all honor and all praise, Father. And I just thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay. Whew. It's getting hot in here again.
Holy Ghost. Woo. Holy Spirit.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That heater's been off this whole time.
I know.
So, guys.
Filipino kids said, stay here.
I got to actually get up and go to work. I still have a secular job. I don't get paid on that C3103 thing.
We don't do that.
I'm sorry. I work for a living.
Thanks. You don't need the government control.
No, thanks. I'd rather work. But thank you for that. God bless you guys. And I'm out of here.
God bless you guys.
See you next time. Okay, guys. Bye now.